What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, March 25th, 2020, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday and another crazy weekend here. And, of course, I don't know how crazy it's going to be. Everything's getting locked down, and they're already talking about, the governors of various states are going to increase restrictions on people. So we'll see what's going to happen there. Been a really good day on the stock market. It was soaring there for a while, but a bit of a drop off here toward the market close here. And I think the reason for that is very simple. The market opened, it was going down. Then it started going up on the news that the Senate and the White House had reached an agreement on the coronavirus relief bill. And everybody said, okay, the problem's over. People are going to get money. They're going to be buying stuff. And the stock market soared. Then later on in the day, we got word that Nancy Pelosi is still trying to get her version of the coronavirus relief bill pushed through because she doesn't want Trump to get the glory from fixing this problem. And her bill is just full with all this pork barrel stuff. And the media is going after her. She's suffering political damage from this. But it's like, you know, she wants to have tax credits for solar panels and $35 million for the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, all of which is nice stuff, but it's got nothing to do with coronavirus or the harm to the economy caused thereby. And so all these little earmarks and riders and all the rest of it, it's this liberal fantasy land that Nancy Pelosi is pushing for. And as Speaker of the House, she can basically, you know, tell the House, we're not going to vote on the bill. And that would stall it right there. And that may be the reason why the stock market started heading back down toward the close. Although the Dow ended 482 up. So it's not as high as it was. It was over 1,000 at one point. So everyone's talking about the new coronavirus stimulus bill, $130 billion for hospitals, $150 billion for state and local governments, $350 billion for small businesses. Supposedly checks to ordinary Americans are going to go out right after the first of next month. So we'll see what's going to happen with that one. Anyway, got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's get into some news. And yes, we're going to talk a little bit about the coronavirus. And hopefully we will be able to get into some other news there. It's actually, there's so much coronavirus all over the corporate media. It's hard to find news about anything else. Like, you know, refresh my memory. Do we actually have a presidential campaign going on right now? Well, apparently we do, because Joe Biden is insisting that the Democratic National Convention not be canceled due to the coronavirus panic. He wants his moment in the sun. He wants to be on video. He wants to be broadcast into everybody's home. And, you know, to heck with, you know, infecting everybody who shows up at that convention center. So anyway, to basically summarize, early hours of this morning, news broke that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer struck a deal to finally push the Wuhan coronavirus relief bill through. This is the one that came from the White House. So on Sunday night, they had nearly gotten there when House Speaker Pelosi flew back into town after a week in California, demanding this far-left and unrelated wish list be included in the bill. So after days of wasted time and additional work and angst for the American people, Pelosi has indicated the House won't vote on the Senate bill today. She's going to stall. She's trying to hold the Congress hostage. Now, this is going to come back to haunt her. It's going to come back to haunt all the Democrats, because it doesn't matter how much they try and grandstand. Even if Pelosi's bill gets adopted at this point, it's not going to do her any political good. Because when we get down to November, everybody's going to be remembering Pelosi held up our relief checks. So Pelosi's out there advocating that Democrats nationalize the medical supply chain. And she's holding this third coronavirus relief bill hostage until she gets what she wants. And she's out there saying that nationalizing the medical supply chain is the only way to get the needed supplies to where they're going to go. Well, I mean, look at how the government has messed up previous things they've taken control of. Remember when they broke up the Bell telephone company? Oh, it's a monopoly. We've got to break it up. And they broke it up into the Baby Bells. And remember all that confusion that they had back then? It was a huge, huge mess. Nationalizing the health supply chain would just slow everything down because there'd be another layer of bureaucracy on top of what's there now. What, pardon me, what President Trump is doing is the best option. He's enlisting the corporate titans, if you will, to get involved in making what we need. It's a wartime response. Ford apparently is making ventilator units now. So anyway, Hillary Clinton's out there getting her licks in as well. She's urging people to ignore Trump's guidance. They just ignore him. Don't pay attention to him. Pay no attention to that president in the Oval Office. All right, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. So the White House has said that anyone who's recently been to New York should self-quarantine for 14 days. Mayor Bill de Blasio called the city the epicenter of the outbreak. One out of every 1,000 residents are infected. And it doesn't sound like much until you realize how many residents there are in New York City, which is a lot. And apparently down in Florida, they're now saying that anybody arriving from New York, New Jersey, and for some reason Connecticut will be quarantined as well. Right now, New York has become the epicenter. Used to be Washington State, now it's New York here. And everybody's now looking at New Orleans because they just got done with Mardi Gras. And for the whole month before was Carnival. And they had almost 2 million people crowding into the city celebrating Carnival, culminating in Mardi Gras at the end of February. And already there's hot spots there, popping up over there. Over in Great Britain, Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, has tested positive for coronavirus, and he's in the age bracket that's at greatest risk. They're saying he's suffering mild symptoms, and he's self-isolating at his home in Scotland with the Duchess of Cornwall, who does not have the illness. So they're saying it's not possible to ascertain from whom the Prince of Wales had caught the virus, but he's continuing to work from home throughout the last few days as usual. All righty, we've got dueling propaganda, if you will. I've been seeing on Fox News all day, they keep rerunning this story saying, well, the COVID-19 virus, it isn't really mutating all that fast, and therefore any vaccine they come up with is going to be effective. And yet we have this other article here saying scientists claim they've found 40 different mutations of COVID-19. I would tend to go with the scientists rather than the politicians here. Now, yesterday, Trump came on out saying that he wants the economic shutdown to be over by Easter, which is just a few weeks away. And yesterday, I expressed my doubt that he could actually pull that off. And apparently, I'm not alone. But he's out there. He says he wants everything to return to normal by April 12th. He wants churches to be packed. And apparently he justifies this by saying we lose thousands of people a year to the flu and we don't turn the country off. And he's right about that. We're sort of numb to flu deaths. But this is something new, and it's not a flu. It's a viral pneumonia. Meanwhile, Pentagon leaders are saying that this actual pandemic could last for months. Now, the whole point of the lockdowns is to slow the spread of the illness so that the medical system doesn't become overwhelmed. Come Easter, if everybody's going back to work and everybody's going back to the shopping malls and everybody's going to the churches and everything, we're going to see a huge, huge spike in infections, more than the hospitals currently can handle. And that's why we should all voluntarily, of our own free will, continue to practice good health practices. You know, stay apart. If you're sick, stay home. Avoid people who appear to be sick. Wash your hands regularly, disinfect surfaces and so forth and so on. Just keep on doing that, so that, heaven forbid, if you should become sick, there'll be a hospital bed waiting for you. Okay, so meanwhile, Senator McSally, and I like this idea, by the way, is out there threatening to introduce a bill to withhold senators' pay until Americans are put before politics. Now, the Senate appears to be getting ready to go along with Donald Trump's plan, and the fly in the ointment is Nancy Pelosi as usual. Apparently, there's a new hashtag out there in social media called COVIDiots, which is being applied to anybody who questions the official story about COVID-19 to basically try and shut down debate and shut down questions. And I saw another thing on Fox News earlier today where they're out there, you know, trying to dismiss all these rumors that COVID-19 came from some laboratory somewhere. And they're out there saying, how silly of you to think such a thing could be possible, let alone doable. And of course, you've got the, you know, the history of biological warfare in North Korea, against Cuba, against countries in South America. And again, the protein attachment spikes on COVID-19 appear identical to those on the HIV virus. And we know what you can do with the CRISPR gene splicing tool. So a lot of people are still concerned about what appear to be totalitarian measures dealing with the virus. It does feel a little bit scary out there. Okay, coronavirus healthcare workers need medical gloves, but the world's top producers have cut capacity. And apparently, a lot of this is coming out of Malaysia, which is the world's largest medical glove supplier. They produce 3 out of 4 gloves on the market, 75%. And apparently, they realize that if the supply shortens, the prices will go up. All righty. Over on the aircraft carrier USS Theodore Roosevelt, 3 U.S. Navy sailors have tested positive for COVID-19. They will be airlifted off the ship, which hosts 5,000 troops in the Philippine Sea. And these 3 service members are the first coronavirus cases discovered on board a deployed Navy ship. Maybe. I seem to recall hearing that there was a sailor on another ship who tested positive about 2-3 weeks ago. All righty. Now, here's where we're getting a little bit of interesting stuff. The CDC is effectively admitting that the COVID-19 test is flawed. Okay? And this test, which is being used all over the world where it is available, is called the PCR, the polymerase chain reaction, where they actually map out the, you know, the DNA of the pathogen to identify exactly what it is. And it's supposed to diagnose patients saying, yes, you have the virus, or no, you don't. But in the actual CDC document about the test, it says, quote, positive results are indicative of active infection with 2019 nCoV, but do not rule out bacterial infection or co-infection with other viruses. The agent detected may not be the definite cause of disease. Laboratories within the United States and its territories are required to report all positive results to the appropriate public health authorities. Okay, the key line is the agent detected may not be the definite cause of disease. In other words, we may be getting false positives. Somebody may have the virus, but they're one of those people who don't show symptoms, and the symptoms they're showing are coming from something else. So it's not an accurate test. Now, supposedly, there is a new test that just came on out that works within 5 minutes instead of 5 days. They're trying to get that approved and out there as well here. And, of course, rumors of martial law are flying, despite the reassurances from, well, the head of the Homeland Security, the head of the National Guard are out there. And they're saying, yes, National Guard units have been activated in more than half the states. They're there, busy distributing food and medical supplies, but there's no martial law coming. Well, not yet, but let's be very honest. If, in fact, there are food riots, the National Guard will be deployed and martial law will be declared. And if martial law is declared, that could even mean regular army. So over in Italy, they're thinking of delaying the end of the lockdown all the way to July. And Hong Kong is seeing a resurgence of new coronavirus cases. So this thing has not gone away. mainland China, of course, insists that they've got it under control and it's plateauing. But somebody apparently went and took a look at cell phone accounts and realized there's a lot of cell phone accounts that are being shut down, meaning the owners are no longer using their phones. Now, maybe they just got tired of the high cell phone costs, or maybe these are people who have passed away and it's being hidden. And that right there is probably one of the biggest reasons the hysteria about COVID-19 has spun so wildly out of control. Everybody's lying. Everybody's fudging the numbers to support whatever agenda they want to support. And it's very, very rough to be living in a world where you know you can't trust any government to be 100% honest about what's going on here. Over in Los Angeles, there's a bit of a war brewing over the shutdown of non-essential businesses. And apparently the Los Angeles mayor is considering shutting off the water and power for non-essential businesses that refuse to close. That's getting a little bit totalitarian in my mind. So down in Mexico, quite a contrast to our coronavirus relief bill. Mexico's president has no interest in bailing out big companies and banks. He says the poor must be rescued first. Good choice. Absolute good choice here. Vladimir Putin went to visit COVID-19 patients. They had him done up in a full hazmat suit. And, you know, we've had all these images of Putin on horseback, Putin shirtless, Putin hunting and fishing and swimming, and taekwondo competition, where apparently he's ranked quite high in that. So today we have a picture of him in a hazmat suit. He visited patients receiving treatment for COVID-19 in a Moscow hospital. Now, the other day we were talking about how Harvey Weinstein has tested positive for COVID-19, and he's been removed from Rikers Island prison to who knows where. But apparently they've got a runaway infection there in the prison. And 38 people have been infected with COVID-19. Another 58 people are under observation. They're saying the situation is unimaginably bad. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Kevin in West Virginia. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I had heard that cell phone thing, too, and I had heard it was 21 million people from China don't have a cell phone. And that was alarming to me, like you were saying. But like you were saying, these numbers are all fudged. Who knows? And I wanted to respond back to a couple people yesterday. Because I said I wouldn't follow these, if it does, that I won't follow these draconian rules if they do put them in. It's not that I'm afraid. I just, you know, I'm just going to live my life and not live my life in fear, and especially not live my life in fear from something I can't see, can't touch, can't smell. You know, I mean, if there's, and I do believe there's a virus going around. I do believe it was a weaponized thing. But I believe it's a lot of hype to this. And like you said, these Democrats are bringing, I don't know how many videos I could show people where they talk about we're going to crash the economy to get Donald Trump out. So they're seizing on this. I mean, it's utter chaos and it's utter insanity in my book. I don't know why people ain't calling out, you know, you want to crash the stock market to get Donald Trump out because you want to show Americans which way not to vote. I'm sorry, but I kind of feel that's seditious and treasonous. You want to bring the economy down because you don't like President Trump. I mean, who thinks
of this
stuff? Yeah, but
backfire on them. This is going to backfire on them because Trump is probably going to say, look, I had the economy going good until the virus showed up. And what are you going to do? Blame Donald Trump for the virus? I mean, the Democrats are trying to do that, but it's not like Donald Trump has a bioweapons lab in the basement of the White House trying to cook up these things that we
you're
know.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely that we do know of, absolutely. But I'm not going to live my life in fear. I mean, my parents are older. I'm blind. I'm a 35-year-old. I'm blind, and my parents help me out, and I help my parents out. They're older. They're in their 60s. They're out running around right
Kevin,
now.
Okay, Kevin, I got to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And again, a reminder that Republic Broadcasting needs your help.
We're trying to stay on the air. We're trying to get the truth out. We're trying to speak truth to power here. And we do need your help. And first of all, thanks to everybody who's donated. Thanks to everybody who's going to donate. And the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. The network thanks you. Okay, so we're talking to Kevin in West Virginia, and we're talking, first of all, Kevin, I admire your attitude. I'm going to live my life, and I'm not going to live it in fear. And it's an admirable attitude. And Claire and I, you know, we're not panicking or anything, but I think it should be tempered with a little bit of caution. There is a real virus out there. We're not sure how bad it is, again, because everybody's fudging the numbers and everything, but just some common sense precautions. And in terms of the draconian totalitarian orders that are being handed out, yeah, I can see where it's a very frightening situation where you have places like, well, New Jersey, where if you're caught outside your home and you don't have a good reason, they're going to put you in jail. So what are they going to do? Create a new Rikers Island over in New Jersey, you know, where they've got everybody crowded into the jail, spreading coronavirus to each other? I'm not sure about that. Anyway,
what did you- Did you see where they're starting to release a lot of people from the prisons? A lot of these prisons, like rapists and people that with violent crimes, they're letting these people go. And the other thing that blows my mind on that note is they're talking about businesses of necessity. Why are marijuana dispensaries a necessity, but gun stores aren't?
It's a mystery. It's definitely a mystery.
That blows my mind. That blows my mind. Everybody go get your pot, but don't defend yourself. Like, I just, wow. Shows where our priorities are, don't they?
Well, it shows where the government's priorities are. Keep you stoned, keep you drunk, don't let you get your hands on guns, and there won't be riots in the street. At least that's what they're thinking. But rather pointedly, they're letting all these prisoners go from prison. Police departments are being shut down. There's a lot of police who are sick with this virus here, but chaos has not broken out. Even in the areas where they've openly admitted, we're not arresting people for minor crimes. And apparently the criminals are staying home and self-isolating along with the rest of us.
Sure. And like you said, be smart. Yeah, I don't want to be smart. I'm not going to, run around and go everywhere and anywhere that I can. I'm going to be smart, but I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to do it. I can't.
Good for you.
That's time. But that's all
Good
I have to
you.
Say for you, Mr.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch to Don in Arizona. And Don, I'm probably going to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, the coronavirus deal. I'm a Army Reserve or National Guard retiree. And I got a email that they're going to try to have a voluntary callback of retirees to work on this virus, especially if they're if they have some specialties in medical specialties, critical care nurse practitioners,
yeah,
or medic, or even. But they also will listen to somebody else if they want to help out. So that's a good deal because there's a lot of guys like me that I was a cook. I was a food service specialist. They're not going to need me, but there's probably a lot of people sitting around, and they will, and they're going to have to pay them, so they'll probably go ahead and volunteer for this too and help out whatever kind of deal they got, because they are using the Army to build, to refurbish the Javits Center and make it into a hospital in New York City and stuff like this.
Yes.
But, Ron Paul, I tend to side with the people that say, hey, let's not shut anything down more than necessary. Ron Paul says that sunshine is very, very good for the immune system. He's a doctor.
Yes.
Smart guy. Sweden is a place where they're not closing down the bars and restaurants. They say you can't have more than 500 people gathering. That's a big far cry from 50 people. So the whole thing is, man is a social animal, and people will start to freak out completely. Even me, I go out and do stuff, but we have to interact with people. That you can't just bottle up. Maybe if you have a wife or a dog or something like that, or you're okay, but people will start to freak out, and they'll say, they won't be able to handle it just from a psychological standpoint of this isolation.
Yes.
Not to mention the economy is not going to make it. That means every country is going into debt even more, because they're not. They're going to have to pay everybody off at the end because their restaurant was closed and all this stuff. That's all I have, Mike. But I just I wanted to say that I believe I'm with Trump to let's get it back in working. Bye.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. But, again, it's the rock and the hard place. And we don't envy Trump's job right now. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And boy, I feel sorry for the people in China right now. I mean, they're dealing with all of this COVID-19, and apparently around Wuhan, there's been a resurgence of new cases. And it's almost starting to look like COVID-19 is a lot like herpes. Once you get it, you've got it for life, and every once in a while, it's going to pop back up again. But now on top of that, in a scene right out of the movie Contagion, they had somebody who died on a bus. They got on the bus, sat down. When the bus got to its destination, they were found to be dead, and they tested them, found hantavirus. And so now they're starting to test people for hantavirus over there, and it's another very nasty virus. It does look like somebody has initiated a biowarfare campaign against China. Okay, getting on to the economic news. As I mentioned, the stock market had a very good day for the most part. Little bit of a dip toward the end. The Dow closed at 495.64. And you've got all these small businesses. They're struggling. And you know, everybody lives on their lines of credit. And customers aren't coming in. Most small businesses cannot survive a single month with no revenues coming through that front door. So when that front door is closed, they're already in trouble. And I don't think this little bit of a bailout that's coming from the federal government is going to save most of them. So we're going to see a lot of small businesses shut down. And remember, small businesses are responsible for most new job creation. yeah, the big corporations employ thousands of people, but there's only a few big corporations. Most commerce is conducted by small businesses here. Okay, we're going to take a phone call from Sebastian in Sweden. Aloha, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Mike.
There you are.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, this corona in Sweden, it's like a lot of people criticized the Statsminister Löfven before, you know, not going from 500 to 50, and also not closing the schools in Sweden, the elementary schools and the primary and the high schools. But it's all politics. When he gave his last press conference, he had the Swedish flag behind him, and he was wearing a Swedish flag lapel, like a pin. And he's never done that on any press conference. He usually has the EU flag behind him, but you couldn't see the EU flag at all, you know, the common market flag. So, and now he's taken, in the last poll, he's taken votes from the SD just because of that one thing he got up with the Swedish flag behind him and, you know, the little pail pin. So it's basically politics, but a lot of people are taking it seriously. Like, I have a place in the small town close to where I live, and you can go and buy a pretty cheap meal there and take it away. It's just for retired people. And when I went in the other day, you couldn't serve yourself. The people from the kitchen had to ask you, what did you want? So you couldn't touch anything, which I thought was pretty good, because it's an old people's home. It's a retirement home. And if they get it, you know, they'll basically wipe out the whole home. So people are taking it serious in that respect. And so far, Sweden has something, just a bit over 2,000 now. 2,526, 227 new today. But did other countries in Europe, like Italy and Spain, and I knew Italy was going to go ahead in the death toll of China, because it's the way the Italian people are. They are outgoing, and they are, I don't know. I've been there several times, and you get, like, for change, you get candy and toll road pallets, you know, these little tokens for the Autostrasse, in change. And I said, well, no, I don't even have a car with me. What am I going to do with this, you know? So it's just they've always been like that, the Italians. And then they had this thing about family. They want to see their mother or their grandmother if she's sick. You know what I mean? So you can't stop that. It's a type of people. And also, it's pretty high in Spain now. And in France.
Spain has now pulled ahead of Italy.
Has Spain pulled ahead of Italy?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't seen the latest. But I know Germany is keeping their death toll down pretty good. So I think still the medical facilities in Germany are better than most countries in Europe. And this is a good thing, too, this corona, because it's going to show what the EU really does for the people of Europe when it comes to this. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They just open their borders. They let it go through. And it's going to be, you're going to see more Brexit, I think, in Europe after this, which is a good thing.
Well, you know, Italy was shaping up to be the next one to leave after Great Britain. And, you know, obviously Brussels is very unhappy about that. But a lot of those EU countries have already shut their borders. And they're instituting checks, you know, thermometers, thermal scanning to see if people have got fevers when they're coming across the border.
Yeah, well, that's good. And I think I heard it from your program last night or a couple of days ago, wasn't it? You said something about O type, blood type O is less susceptible to corona than A and AB, et cetera.
Well, it's...
Or maybe I heard it someone else.
No, you heard it on this program. O is the least severe situation. B and AB are sort of in the middle, and blood type A is most susceptible to COVID-19, which is a bummer. Because
wow, man.
I'm
so am I. I was just thinking, wow, I wonder, I got A. Okay, well, you take care, Mike, and, you know, say everyone I said, take care of yourself.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call and for the information, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind? Dustin, are you there? Okay,
hello,
I'm not hearing you. There you are. You're on the air.
They just switched over. Just for future, I know you're still twiggling the new servers on YouTube, at least, like, the audio is not balanced, so sometimes it's louder, sometimes it's lower. So maybe you guys can work on that for tomorrow's show.
We'll put it on the list.
Okay. Okay. He just said it. Oh, this show's open borders are no good. But, again, that's what I've been saying about this virus. If you let everybody go back, open up the floodgates, per se, in Easter, and all the churches fill up, what do you think's going to happen?
There's going to be a surge in new cases.
Exactly. It'll overwhelm the system. That's why they keep saying, I said yesterday and the day before, flatten the curve, flatten the curve. And even, the economy's already hurt people, okay? So if you don't need to go out, stay home, because this is going to continue for quite a while until they flatten the curve. And in the meantime, they can make masks and gloves and then slowly bring the economy back, right? You just can't go from, like what Trump says, he's a wartime president. Well, wartime president's got to make those decisions where you got to think before you do. You just don't release, open the gates. That's nuts. It's like flooding the refugees into a country. You'll flood more people infected. I mean, I live next to a town, Mike. I'm going to remain unnamed, who has a large Hasidic community here in New Jersey, and they just had to go in yesterday again and make arrests because of wedding parties and large gatherings. People just don't get it. You know, like, what do you think's going to happen when they travel to other parts and this or that? It's going to spread, you know? And that's why I know I want to respond to Tom. I think Trump doing a good thing with closing flights to China. I didn't have a problem with that. But closing the front door is one thing. Not closing the windows and the rear door in a zombie outbreak isn't good. He didn't close them to Italy for a while. Spain, all these other countries, people fly in. You know, it's a global travel system. You fly in, you land at the domestic airports, and they travel to different states. You know, that's why I think they should do a nationwide crackdown, lockdown. I'm sorry, but I mean, you can't have telling one county they can. I mean, you can't say counties do what you want, right? I mean, like in Florida, one county does one thing, another doesn't do, but people travel back and forth, right?
Well, the governor of Florida is starting to basically corral all of the counties together there. And I think the reason why Donald Trump is setting April 12th as a deadline to get people back to work is I think much past that, the economy is not going to be able to recover at all.
Yeah. I don't think it's recoverable now anyway. That's why they're doing this stimulus package, and they said they got three or four more ahead of that. I really don't think he's going to say Easter, everybody back to work and go to the churches. That's just, Mike, if you go to the churches, people, and pack them in, Mike, that's just a petri dish, like Donald being in an airplane, you know? I mean,
well, Claire's church canceled services, and they're canceling Easter. They're doing everything virtually online. Where, you know, Claire sits at home on Sunday morning and she gets up the web browser and she watches the show from here at home.
Now, Mike, if Italy and China and Spain just said everybody back to work, what do you think would happen? You know what? That's your outlook, people. You know? I mean, it'd be bad here. Okay? Like I said, if they do it slowly and get people back to work in certain sectors with masks and gloves, that's one thing, but you just can't make a blatant thing. Everybody, you know what I mean, Mike? You just can't say everybody. You won't stop the infection. You'll just have a wildfire.
It'll overwhelm the hospital system.
Yeah, exactly. And which will hurt the economy anyway. The economy's already damaged. I mean, that's the fact. They're doing they got the stimulus kind of through, right? And they got more on back order. So, I mean, that's it. you know, it's just, I think it's just, it's already done. Do it slowly, not suddenly, you know. And that's all, you know, that's all I got to say. It's like, you know, and I know, Kevin, you want to live your life, but you got, you like he said, you know, he said it, you got to be smart, you know, because you don't want to spread it to other people and get, not only get yourself sick, but other people, because you don't know how your immune system's going to react to this. You know, you could be healthy with one thing, but for something else, you won't. You know, remember, you're breathing this in your lungs. You know, it's going to go inside your lungs, and once that happens, that's it. You know, your body can either take care of it or not take care of it. You know, I don't want to scare people, but I mean, you know, Mike, I'm still reading people thinking this is a hoax. It's not a, I mean, it's just not a hoax. People, there's people taking advantage of it, but this yeah. this is like SARS and MERS, people. You know, was the Spanish flu and you know, polio hoax, you know, or and stuff like that? No, they weren't. So why are people calling this a hoax? You know? And that's all I'm going to leave you with,
well,
Mike. Have a good night.
They don't trust the government. I mean, you know, we've been lied to so many times.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mentioned this before. I mean, the government's got a credibility problem of its own making. And, you know, people don't trust what the government is saying about anything. And we remember how the 2009 when pigs fly flu scare turned out to be a hoax. Less people got sick than from the normal seasonal flu. And, you know, Roche Pharmaceuticals made a huge amount of money from Tamiflu, which turned out to not be effective at all, less effective than acetaminophen. Anyway, speaking of virtual churches here, funny story came through the website, I think it was yesterday, where this Catholic priest was doing a virtual service over the internet, but he left the filters turned on his webcam, and so he did the entire service with his Star Wars helmet on his head. Anything else, Dustin? I think we lost Dustin. Let's switch over to James in Charlotte. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Been kind of hit or miss my tuning into your show lately, and so I may have missed some of what you may have gone into as far as the possible biowarfare origins of the COVID-19, but I did a little bit of research, and it didn't take me long to find some very strong links between some research institutions here in the United States and in Wuhan, China, as far as... Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, good. Well, what I was going to do, let me just read you something, just one line here. This is from this is the very first line of the summary of a research study that was conducted in 5 years ago by the Biowarfare Laboratory at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and was subsidized by the CDC. And here's what it says. The emergence of severe acute respiratory syndrome coronavirus and Middle East respiratory syndrome underscores the threat of cross-species transmission events leading to outbreaks in humans.
Yes.
Now, this particular laboratory at the University of North Carolina has very close links with the laboratory in Wuhan, China. I forget the exact full name of that. It's part of the China Science Administration. But there were a number of doctors, and they've got their names listed here. There are about half a dozen or more Chinese doctors and technicians that worked on this research study at UNC in Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman, a researcher, a very high-level expert who has been a consultant to a number of government agencies and international agencies, Francis Boyle, did some tracing of this, and you might be able to get him on your show, but he's done some interviews, several interviews that I listened to, and he found that live samples of the virus that is virtually identical to COVID-19 was purchased from UNC by the laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Yeah, I read that. I read that. I mean, everybody's messing around with this stuff. Now, the official story is that COVID-19 did begin with bats, and there was an incident involving bats that drew blood in Wuhan. But again, there are other indicators that this is being weaponized. Anyway, listen, James, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. Got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got three callers waiting on the line. I'm going to try and get through them as quickly as possible and get back to some news here. So let's start with Dan in Washington State. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking the call. I called about the loan program. But real quick, Dustin's call gave me another concern about the Hasidic community. They're going to have to change the way they circumcise children. You know, with that oral suction method they use, Yes. There's going to be a whole generation of kids that can't get circumcised now. It's horrible. Just kidding. Uh-huh. It's supposed to be a joke, but serious, though. I mean, you wouldn't want that to happen.
Unfortunately, there have been a couple of very nasty incidents where the rabbis turned out to be carrying like herpes or some other sexually transmitted disease, and they gave it to the babies.
Yeah, I've heard about that. It's a pretty, it's a weird tradition there, but I'm not going to judge. So anyway, about the home loan program, the loan program to help businesses, just an example of me. I own one house, and I rented it out, and I don't own it. I'm still paying it off, but I decided I had a feeling things were going to go to crap a while ago, so I'm living basically in a semi-truck, and then I just stay with family. So, but Portland passed a deal where you can't kick someone out, or they're talking about it, where you can't Yes. kick renters out for like 6 months. Okay, now I could get seriously screwed because I'm going to be paying on my mortgage and property tax, and and they're going to be living in my house for free. Okay, but then, and that's similar to small businesses. But then, if they send me a letter saying they can't pay me, and I could turn around and take that letter to the bank and say I'm not going to make my payment because of this situation, and they delayed my mortgage payment, and maybe even cut my property tax. I don't expect that, but I think that would be a better way to go. That would help me. I mean, if they don't pay me and I don't have to pay the mortgage for a few months, I think that way is a better approach for small. What's that?
I said that would definitely be the fair thing to do, and I have heard conversations where they talk both about you can't evict for non-payment of rent and you can't foreclose for non-payment of the mortgage, and the two have to go hand in hand. Unfortunately, Chase has already announced that they're not going to cut any slack for their mortgage customers. You miss enough payments, they'll take your property.
Yeah, and that really screws me. And they're coming up with some loan program, and they say, well, it's interest free, but that's kind of like they're trying to, you still got to go out and get some loan to dig you out of the hole and pay it back, and it's kind of a not really helping people as much. And I would hate to have a small business where you lose all your business. Then it's like, oh, well, take out a loan versus working something out where they just delay payments, I would think. Anyway, that's my opinion. All right, thanks for taking the call.
All right, you got it. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.